It is almost a week since Dame Hilda and the doctor returned home from their Mediterranean cruise. Restored and refreshed, they are in the throes of organizing the Stacton Trestle Village Gymkhana to be held this coming Saturday. Whilst on the cruise, the ladies invited their holiday acquaintance, Brigadier Roland Baines, to present the prizes at this annual affair. He readily accepted and is arriving tomorrow, Friday, to stay the weekend.
Who was it at the door, dear?
Sexton Tweddle, Hilda. He's brought the post as he's done for Gymkhana.
Oh, good.
He apologised for being so late, but he said he only had 8 months' notice.
Yes, well, that gives us one day to spread them round the village.
I don't think they'll spread very far, dear. There are only two.
Do you mean it's taken him 8 months to do two?
Well, apparently he mixed his own paint this time, you see, and it took 7 months to dry.
Well, why didn't you ask him to come in for a cup of tea?
Well, he was in a hurry, dear. He said he was late for the youth club.
Yes, about 50 years.
Maybe he has to open up the church hall.
Oh, yes, and then he has his other duties, hasn't he? Now, what is it? Regional Coordination of the Sports and Leisure Services Committee.
Yes, what exactly does that entail?
Well, I think he actually locks up the table tennis ball every night. Anyway, let's have a look at these posters. Oh, very nice. Yes, lovely. He's done a good job. Shame he spelt Gymkhana wrongly.
He's spelt it perfectly correctly, dear.
Has he? Well, it looks wrong.
Well, I don't care how wrong it looks, Hilda. It is, in fact, right.
Yes, but it's no good at being righty, Daphne, if it looks wrong. I'd rather have it spelt wrong as long as it looks right.
I see. At least I think I see.
Now, let's press on. To be opened at 2:30 p.m. by a well-known personality.
Oh, I think Roland will like that. Mm.
Oh, dear. Sock race. Sack race, dear. I'm only reading what he's put evenly. Sock race. Throwing the cricket ball, the donkey derby, demonstration by the ladies keep fit class, guess the weight of the pig. I don't think he should have put those last two items together.
No, it's all right, dear. Mrs. Percival isn't entering.
Bathing beauties, tea and biscuits at moderate prices. Now, there should be a full stop in there somewhere.
Well, where do you think we should put the posters, Hilda?
Straight in the dustbin, dear.
Poor old Sexton. He means well.
I'll get it, dear. Stacton 295.
Hello, Evander?
Hilda.
Oh, so sorry. Hello, Hilda. Roland here.
Oh, hello, Roland. It's Roland, dear. How nice of you to ring, Roland. I say, this weather's a bit different from that in the Mediterranean, isn't it?
My word, yes.
Ask him if his legs have stopped feeling.
Suddenly,
ask him if his legs have stopped peeling.
Oh, yes. Evadne wants to know if your legs have stopped peeling, Roland.
Oh, yes, rather. At least they had the last time I saw them. Back to normal, off-white.
Oh, we are looking forward to seeing you, Roland. We've been airing your bed for the last 3 days.
Oh, dear. Oh, that is a pity, Hilda, because, I'm afraid I won't be able to make it.
Oh, we'll make it for you, Roland. It's only one of those continental quilt things.
No, no. I mean, I can't make the Gymkhana.
Oh, dear.
He can't make the Gymkhana, dear.
Is he all right? Has he had an accident or something?
What's happened, Roland?
Well, it's the blasted regimental reunion. Completely slipped my mind until Arthur reminded me of it last night.
Oh, Roland, that's terrible.
Hope it doesn't inconvenience you.
Well, I don't think we shall be able to get a replacement at this late stage.
Oh, good. Well, as long as it doesn't inconvenience you.
Well, yes, well, have a nice reunion, Roland.
Well, I'd do my best. Must rather be with you, of course. However, these things happen. Goodbye, my dear.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye, Roland. Bye-bye.
My love to Hilda.
Oh, dear, Evadne, what are we going to do?
I don't know, dear.
Who can we get to replace him?
What about Mrs. Pangborn Flitch?
Oh, we couldn't ask her, dear. She's expecting twins at any moment.
Oh, yes, I see what you mean. We might end up with three personalities for the price of one.
Yes, well, this isn't getting us anywhere. Who are we going to get to replace Roland?
Hilda. That's just a brilliant idea.
Oh, well, come on then, dear. Let's hear it.
Captain Frobisher from the cruise. Don't you remember? He told us when we completed that trip he was taking a month's leave.
Oh, yes. Yes, he did. Oh, he fits perfectly, Daphne. And such a gentleman.
Wait a minute, Hilda. It's no good.
What's no good?
Well, it's obvious. How do we get in touch with him? We don't know where he lives.
Oh, I do, dear.
Oh, do you?
Yes, dear. He gave me his address and his telephone number.
Oh, did he?
Yes. Wasn't it lucky, really? Yes, I knew you'd be pleased. Now, where's the handbag?
Now then, here we are.
It's on the back of this picture postcard of the ship.
Oh. I never got one of those.
Oh, I did. He gave it to me, personally.
Well, whatever you do, don't let him know he's a replacement for Roland, because he didn't exactly get on, did he?
I'm not a fool, dear.
Hello, Roger Frobisher.
Hello, Roger.
Hilda.
Dear, he knew it was me straight away, dear.
How are you, Roger?
I'm extremely well. How nice to hear from you.
Yes, yes, it must be. Anyway. Straight to the point. We're holding the annual Gymkhana on Saturday, and we wondered if you would care to come along and present the prizes.
I'd be delighted, Hilda. I can drive down Saturday morning if you wish.
Oh, no, Roger, no. Come down tomorrow, dear, and spend the weekend with us.
I say that's even better.
Well, look, just arrive any time tomorrow. We shall be in all day.
Oh, that's most awfully kind of you, Hilda. Till tomorrow, then, and give my love to you then, eh?
Yes. Till tomorrow, Roger. Good night.
Hilda, how's he going to get here? He doesn't know where we live.
Oh, he does, dear. He has our address.
Oh, has he?
Yes, dear. I gave it to him in Palmer.
Did you?
And our telephone number.
I see. And I suppose that's where he told you his first name was Roger.
No, dear, that was Naples.
Message understood. Roger and out. Another cup of coffee, Captain.
Are you having another, Hilda?
I think I will, Roger.
Good, yes. So will I, then. I do wish you'd call me Roger, Evadne.
No, thank you. Thank you very much, Roger.
Thanks for you arriving here so early, Roger.
Well, I thought I'd beat the traffic.
You nearly beat the milkman.
It only took me an hour and a quarter.
Perhaps we could go out for a little spin after lunch.
But of course.
That would be lovely.
Unfortunately, dear, it's only a two-seater.
Well, that's all right, dear. You'll be able to go another time.
No, officially it's a two-seater, but I can get three in at a pinch.
Ooh!
Oh, and before we go any further, let me show you these photographs. Came yesterday.
Oh, looky, Daddy. Oh. It's you and me and Roland at the ship's fancy dress ball.
Doesn't Roland look funny as Long John Silver?
The man looks stupid. In fact, he was stupid. Still is stupid, and always will be stupid.
No, you didn't get on really, did you?
If I could have my way, I would have thrown him overboard after 2 days. Always making a fool of himself. The man's a bounder.
Yes, well, I don't suppose we'll ever see him again, shall we, dear?
What? Oh, no, no. I mean, it's not as though he knows where we live. Or even has our telephone number.
Yes, well, I hope I never see the stupid Pongo again, or I'm liable to break a cricket bat over his head.
Oh, very sporting.
And look, let's talk about more pleasant things. You know, one of the attractions of coming here was the opportunity of hearing you sing again.
Oh, how kind. Yes, but as a rule, you see, dear, we don't usually sing before 10:30 in the morning.
But it's 10:40, dear.
Oh, well, come along, dear. Well, Roger, I hope you like this one, because it's a modern one, you know. We don't do the modern things very often. It's from South Pacific. And it's when we revived the show in Stetson recently, and I played Bloody Mary. it's a very lovely song. Make yourself comfortable there, dear, and you'll see it tells a story. It's rather pretty.
Yeah,
all right,
nice.
Dear. Everybody talking, everybody talk about things you like to do. You've got so heavy dreams, don't have a dream. How you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about the moon floating in the sky, looking like a lily on a lake. Talk about the bird that is how to fly, making all the music we can make. Happy talking, talking, happy talk. Talk about things you like to do. You've got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about a star looking like a boy, looking through the branches of a tree. Talk about a girl, talk about a boy, counting all the ripples on the sea. Happy talking, talking, happy talk. Talk about things you like to do. You've got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how are you gonna have a dream come true? Talk about the boy saying to the girl, "Johnny, baby, I'm a lucky girl." Talk about the girl. You and me is lucky to be born. Happy talking, talking, happy thoughts. No something you'd like to do. You've got to have a dream. If you don't have a dream, how you gonna have a dream come true? If you don't talk happy and you never have dreams, then you never have a dream come true. It's a good idea. You'll like
absolutely first class, ladies.
Oh, I'll go, dear. It's probably Mrs. Smollett with the Church Magazine. I'm coming. Good morning, Roland.
Hello, Evadne. Surprise, surprise. What?
Roland, what are you doing here?
Terrible mix-up, you see. Arthur got it wrong as well. It's next week.
What is?
A regimental reunion.
Oh, yes. Yes, well,
And I can tell you're pleased to see me.
Oh, yes, yes, Roland, of course.
Well, aren't you going to, invite me in?
Yes. Oh, yes, come in, Roland.
Thank you, thank you. Now then, where's Hilda?
What? Oh, Hilda, yes, well, she's, Yes, she's in the music room.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Well, I can't take you in there, you see.
Good heavens, why not?
Yes, why not? Dry rot. Yes. Dry rot and woodworm.
Good Lord, I say she's not trapped in there, is she? I mean, surrounded by rotting timber.
No, she's with the plumber.
Plumber? Damn funny woodworm you've got if you need a plumber.
Yes, well, it's in the pipes, you see.
I see. Hello, new variety, is it?
Yes, definitely. Could you go into the dining room?
I say, I will be safe in here, won't I?
Safer than you'll be in the music room, dear. I'll go and fetch Hilda. Oh, dear.
Who was it at the door, Yvette?
Mrs. Woodworm.
Woodworm.
What Mrs. Wood?
Mrs. Wood the plumber.
But I don't know a Mrs. Wood the plumber.
No, dear, but I do. Hilda, would you come into the hall for a minute?
We're not flooded, are we?
Can I be of any assistance, Yvette?
Oh, no. You stay here with your cricket bat with the dry rot. Hilda, will you please come into the hall?
Evadne, what is the matter?
I want you to come into the hall and look at the wallpaper.
But I've seen the wallpaper in the hall. I'm on intimate terms with it.
Yes, but there's a bit you haven't seen. Please, Hilda, it is important.
Very well, dear. Excuse me, Roger.
Exactly. You really are behaving most strangely.
Go into the dining room. Whatever.
Go into the dining room.
Very well, dear.
My dear Hilda, how are you? I've explained it all to Evadne. Arthur got the dates wrong, you see. I say, would either of you care for a peculiarly strong mint?
No, thank you, Roland.
Sorry to hear about the dry rot.
Dry rot?
Yes, dear, the dry rot in the music room.
Evadne?
Yes, dear.
Would you come into the hall a minute?
You want me to look at the wallpaper, dear?
Yes, dear.
I thought you would, dear. Won't be a moment, Roland.
Evadne, what are we going to do?
I don't know. I wish the floor would open and swallow us up.
Well, if this dry rot spreads, it may well happen.
I'm sorry about that, Hilda. A dry rot is the first thing I could think of.
Well, we must keep them apart at all costs. I should hate Roger to administer a sound fashion to Roland.
Oh, I don't think there's much chance of that, dear. Roland is much stronger than he looks, you know. He's very muscular.
How do you know?
He told me in Naples.
Ah, everything all right, ladies?
Oh, Roger.
I was a little worried about you.
Could you keep your voice down, Roger?
What? Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Why?
It's the plumber.
Oh, I see. What's he doing?
What's he doing? Yes,
Evadne, what's he doing? He's listening for Woodworm.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, I got you, yes. What Woodworm?
It's a long story.
Everything all right, Evadne?
Good heavens, Captain Frobisher. It's him! Ah, terribly nice to see you again, Captain. Ha-ha. Would you care for a peculiarly strong mint?
I would not, sir.
Don't know what you're missing.
May I ask why you are here, sir?
Well, you see, Roger...
I am here, sir, to present the prizes at the Gymkhana tomorrow.
And I am here, sir, to do exactly the same thing.
What a pity you have had a wasted journey.
Ladies, I refuse to stay in the same house as a man who almost wrecked my ship.
Would anybody like...
What are you talking about, sir? The old tub was dropping to pieces before I came anywhere near it.
How you ever managed to command a regiment is completely beyond my comprehension.
Would anybody like...
How dare you, sir? I'll have you know that my regiment was the pride of the line. And you, sir, would have lasted a week under my command.
Would anybody like...
If I'd had my way, sir, you wouldn't have lasted a week on board my ship.
Yes, but would anybody like to...
You're like everybody else I've ever met in the army. A tin-hatted parade grand pongo.
And you, sir, are typical of the Navy. All pink jeans and white shorts. Spending all day looking through binoculars at stupid seagulls. Sir!
Isn't it nice, Evadne, to hear a touch of this old world courtesy?
So, as you can see, gentlemen, we were in a cleft stick, and that's why I had to invent the story about the dry rot and the woodworm.
Now, there's only one other slight snag. We've only one spare bedroom prepared.
Are you suggesting that I have to share a bedroom with him?
Out of the question. Hilda, is your attic habitable?
Well, yes, it's got an old carpet and a broken armchair.
Excellent. I shall sleep in the attic.
Evadne, is your cellar dry?
Quite dry, Holmes.
Good. I shall sleep in the cellar.
Well, if you'd like to go and inspect your quarters, gentlemen, Evadne and I would like to rehearse our songs for tomorrow.
Oh, you're going to sing now?
We must rehearse.
Oh, in that case, I shall stay and listen to you.
And so shall I, sir. But don't worry, I shall sit in this corner here, well out of your way.
That suits me fine, because I shall sit in that corner over there.
No. Well, where shall we sit, dear?
On top of the greenhouse. Are you all right in your corners?
Perfectly happy.
So am I.
Good. Second out.
Don't they look sweet, dear? Perhaps we should give them a plum pie.
If you're ready, let's play on the pianoforte. Thank you, dear.
Very good, ladies. And what do you mean, very good? It was excellent.
It was better than excellent, sir. It was magnificent.
Any advance on magnificent?
Don't overdo it, dear. They may go back to very good.
And what do you know about music anyway, sir?
I'll have you know, sir, I started taking piano lessons when I was 6.
Ha! I started, sir, when I was 5.
Yes, well, now I come to think of it, I think I started when I was 4.
You know, I don't know why you don't go to the garden and have a duel.
Oh, what a good idea. Cricket bats are 3 paces.
I am perfectly willing, sir, to accept any challenge you care to offer.
And so am I, sir.
Well, what about doing it at the Gymkhana tomorrow? Do you fancy guessing the weight of the pig?
Hilda, I can match him in any event on the program.
We'll see about that, sir.
Let's see what we've got then. Now, there's throwing the cricket ball.
That's the one.
Shoots me down to the ground. My word, you've met your match this time.
Have you no, sir? I played cricket for my school when I was 40.
And I played for my school when I was 30.
I received a cap for playing for the Navy.
I received a cap for playing for the Army. And mine had a tassel on it.
That just shows how stupid you are. They were for football.
I had two.
I think you'd be better competing in the egg and spoon race.
No, don't be silly, Hilda. That's for the under 12s.
Exactly. Hilda,
Hilda! Hilda! Oh, hello, Lee. How did Milton do in the fur and feather section? Came first, dear. Oh, well, at least he wasn't last. He was, dear. Now, what about the handicrafts? Did your knitted cardigan win any prizes? Never had a chance, dear. Mrs. Smollett picked it up and used it as a floor cloth. Oh, dear. I must say, I thought Constable Bolsover's display of dog handling was quite brilliant. Yes, it's a lovely little poodle, isn't it? Hilda, why are Roger and Roland over there by the Donkey Derby starting yet?
I don't know, dear. I thought they were supposed to be throwing the cricket ball.
Oh, they can't, Hilda. Didn't you know? Sexton Tweddle's lost it. Well, he hasn't lost it. He knows where it is.
And where is it?
Well, on his first throw, you see, it landed over the railway wall and now it's in a coal truck going to Bay St. Edmunds.
He stands a good chance of winning, then.
You know, that could explain why Roger and Roland are over there with the donkeys.
You don't mean they're going to throw a donkey instead?
Okay, the Donkey Derby's just about to start. Look, they're lining up at the others. This will be their challenge.
Oh, immediately we must stop them.
Too late, dear. They're all...
Oh, dear, they'll kill themselves.
Oh, I should just ignore them, dear. They're like a couple of children.
Come on, Roland.
Come on, Roger.
Roland, please. Donkeys, dear. Roger's nosing him.
Come on, Roland.
Come on, Roger.
I think Roland was wondering. Is anybody running for Roger? Hilda, why aren't they pulling up?
What, dear?
They're not pulling up.
Oh, I don't think they can.
Well, they'll have to soon, or they're going straight through that hawthorn hedge.
Oh, dear. They must stop.
Oh. Well, the donkey stops, dear.
Come on in, Effie, to the rescue.
I'm coming, Roger. So am I, Roland. Oh, dear. Look at them, Hilda.
Put your head on my cardigan, Roger.
Thank you, Hilda.
Relax on my anorak, Roland.
Oh, thank you, Evadne.
Oh, dear. You've both got nasty cuts on your head.
Yes.
You may have to have stitches.
Oh, that won't worry me.
Me neither, sir. I once had 16 stitches. No anesthetic, just a tot of rum.
That's nothing. I once had 22 stitches, and all I did was to bite on a bullet.
Yes, but I put my stitches in myself in a force nine gale.
I was under shell fire, sir. I was under shell fire, putting a splint on my broken leg at the same time.
You know, Hilda, I wonder how we ever managed to win the war.
Simple, dear. We had a very good air force.